Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Paula here needs your help. She's been lying for about a year and a half.
Yeah, she has told her soon-to-be fiancé that she has gone through the same thing that he has. He had a former fiancé who cheated on him and they broke up. Her friend, in order to get them together, said she'd gone through the same experience.
Well, it's so her friend's fault.
Went along with that story and has been going along with it ever since. Well, now she's realizing this is a bigger deal to him than it ever was to her, and she's wondering, should she come clean?
All right, so your advice for her, does she come clean? Does she just let it go? She can't just let it go. It's going to come up.
Yeah.
Like Jen said, parents are going to be around. Mm-hmm. It's going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Details.
Here is Marion. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Good morning.
Listen, her whole relationship is based on a lie. If she wants to keep this guy, she has got to come clean with him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I mean, you lied to this guy to get with him. She should have come clean right away. As soon as they started hitting it off, she should have been honest with him. I think that she is just as bad as the girl who cheated on him because their relationship's not real. She's lived with this guilt the whole time, and she needs to come clean if she wants to keep him.
Ouch. I mean, that's kind of
sorry, harsh. That's the plain truth.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you because you sound right.
All right. Thank you.
She's a person who would use your middle name if she knew it.
Just the way she said, listen.
Yes.
Yeah. Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I feel bad for her. I don't condone what she did, and I know when she comes clean, it's going to wreck her relationship, but that is a total guy move. It was a total guy move on her part.
It is.
Like, oh, yeah.
That is something a dude would do, where, like, in the beginning, he says, you know,
I know how you feel.
Saying anything you can to hook up.
Yes.
Because you know she's only going to be around 3 weeks. Big deal.
Yeah. You
yeah,
make
some
up
guy
your nationality that's completely not yours. Uh-huh. Like, oh, yeah, I'm from Germany, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deep roots in Germany. And then you meet, like, she comes to meet your family, and they're, like, Japanese.
Who was it who told the story about the guy who was the hot girl had cats, but he was deathly allergic to cats.
Oh, and he told her he liked cats.
Yeah, he's like, I love them, but that would just like totally juice up my Claritin before I went over to his house, and he was awake for like 4 days.
It's a little different than being engaged before.
Bad details.
Paula, you had how many times, if you were counting back now, 18 months, how many times did it come up in conversation where you just could have put a stop to it and say, look, let's set the record straight right now?
I would say that during the first, like, 4 months or so, it was like something that we talked about a lot.
Oh, you talked about a lot. Ugh.
But then over the past year, it hasn't come up at all. So it was really a beginning of the relationship thing that went away.
It just depends how detailed you got in those conversations and what you like you mapped out.
Well, you know, I always tried to make it like my situation wasn't as bad as his. Like, oh, you know, your wedding was only, you know, a month away. Like, we broke up a few months before my wedding. Like,
I feel like it made focus
on him more.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That makes it even worse.
He calls up to check in with her, and she's like, oh, you know what? Today's just a bad day. Some days are good. Some days are bad. Something like this can last with you forever.
Oh, man.
All right. So Karen here, I think, is going to tell you that, you know, she just thinks you should let it go.
What?
Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, thank you.
good. Yes, I think that her relationship has gone to the point now where she should probably just let it go. I'm sure she can cover some kind of way, especially since she tried to downplay it. I mean, she could just kind of tell her family, you know, to say it was something, you know, a quick engagement and he broke my heart and just let it go.
You can't ask your family to engage in your lie.
Because there's always going to be one family member who doesn't like you as much as you think they do, and and will either refuse to go along with it or intentionally tank it, or is just your old craziest bat crap aunt. He's like, "Why are you saying that? It's not true. You're just trying to get yourself laid."
And it goes against every parental lesson they ever taught you: don't lie. You got to tell the truth. So if you go back to your parents and you say, you got to help me with a lie, it doesn't matter if you're 12 or 28 or whatever. Good morning, Brittany. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I think you should really help her out because this is a pretty big lie. I'm like, it's gone on way too long, and I think she needs your help on it.
What do you mean? Like,
you think Bird should pose her?
You guys should call him and have her on the other line, and she come out to him, and you guys try to downplay it a little bit. Like, she loves you so much. She came on the radio, she wanted our advice, and she really loves you.
I think Bert should.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's should play the role.
You can
of
stop
her.
Right here. I love the way Jeff for 7 years has volunteered me for the most embarrassing and difficult assignments.
No, I think you should just be out somewhere she's going to be and play the role of the ex-fiance. And you guys get into it in public where she says, I'm never even going to acknowledge your existence again. It's like it never happened. And then she lives by that code.
Hey, good morning, David. You're on Q100.
Hey, thanks for having me. Look, she needs to keep up the lie, unfortunately. She needs to tell her boyfriend, look, you know, last time you were talking to your friends, and, you know, you might not bring that up anymore. It hurts too much. And, you know, just concentrate on the future. You know, and that's the way to handle it.
You are not representing guys very well right now.
Hey, I'm trying to help her out, man.
So she needs to go to him and go, look, this is part of our past. I never want to talk about it ever again because it still has like this little twinge of pain. So we can never talk about it ever again.
Yeah, say, look, honey, I know you're telling your friends that, you know, this happened, whatever. But do me a favor. It hurts too much. Let's not bring this up anymore.
No way, dude.
No.
But you have to allow him to still talk about his experience because if it doesn't, you know, if he doesn't feel the same way.
Watch him. So it's like, he's going to like put it into his wedding speech.
I just want
to say to everybody here right now
that
the past is in front of everybody. The past is the past.
Well, what if they go to, like, counseling?
She was engaged. Like, I was engaged. And now we're finally at the wedding that we were meant to be at.
Half the people there are going to be going, what are you talking about? You got to come clean. There is no other option.
You have to be like, my family is still very sensitive. My mom cries about it every time you bring it up. So don't ever tell my mom.
No.
Paula, there is no option except coming clean with this guy. There is zero wiggle room here. You got to say something.
With your friend.
You think my friend and I should do it together?
No.
Yes.
What do you mean, why?
Because she started the lie.
This is her boyfriend.
So what? This is her boyfriend for 18 months.
But it's always nice to have a partner in crime. A little comfort. Yeah, bring your friend along.
I got to be honest, from listening to all of the advice, it doesn't seem like any of it's going to make sense unless I just, you know, tell the truth.
You got to do it immediately, especially if you know this engagement. He's about to pop the question to you. You got to get this done now.
And I feel sick about it.
I think you're overthinking it.
Yeah, you're not going to be happy, but I don't think it's a deal breaker. Do you guys think it's a deal breaker?
At first, I didn't think so, but I'm confused about how much conversation she had about it. The detail that she
He is going to feel betrayed
twice.
She
said 4 months is how long they talked about it, and she gave detail.
Jen, you're saying deal breaker?
I think it is. I mean, I don't think she can go on without telling the truth because I think eventually it'll come out and it'll hurt worse later. But I think he's going to have a real issue.
She played along way because too much.
Yeah, it's betrayal twice. Are you really good and bad?
Who's going to say no?
Who's
going to say no?
Well,
Seriously, the only thing I
can think of is like, what if we're married for 20 years and we have this amazing marriage and like we have kids and then we're grandparents and then like one day, you know, when we're 70, I'm just like, oh, by the way, you know, remember when we
I wouldn't wait till then.
by that time, it really won't matter.
You won't be as good in bed at 70 as you are now, so I would do it.
You got to tell him something. Can we check back with you next week to find out how you handle this whole thing?
Yeah, of course.
How quickly, is this engagement, do you think, like, it's going to happen tomorrow, this weekend, next week?
Oh, no, I'm kind of thinking, like, holiday season, like, I'm thinking probably around, like, Christmas time.
Okay. Don't give yourself too much time.
No.
Because you won't do it. The more you think about it, the more you won't do it.
Yeah.
All right, Paula, keep us posted, all right?
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Ooh.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.